The Lion of Judah, the true meaning of Jesus being the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The title Lion of the Tribe of Judah is one of the most majestic and powerful descriptors of Jesus Christ in the Bible. It carries profound significance and encapsulates Christ's identity as the King of Kings and the ultimate authority in both heaven and earth. Yet despite its grandeur, this title is only mentioned once in the Bible, specifically in the book of Revelation 5:5. It conveys layers of meaning that stretch from the prophecies of Genesis to the eschatological triumph described in Revelation. At the heart of this title lies a deep connection to both the history of Israel and the future of humanity. To understand its full meaning, one must explore not just the symbolic imagery, but also the historical and theological implications. This title is intertwined with themes of prophecy, messianic fulfillment, divine kingship, and eternal sovereignty. Jesus Christ, referred to as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, represents both the mighty ruler and the sacrificial lamb, and this duality speaks to the heart of Christian theology and eschatology. 1. Lion of the Tribe of Judah and its biblical context. The first and only explicit mention of the title, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, occurs in Revelation 5:5, a momentous and poignant scene within the apocalyptic vision of John. The setting is one of celestial majesty. A book sealed with seven seals lies in heaven, but no one is found worthy to open it. This book represents the divine plan and the unfolding of human history, containing judgments, blessings, and the ultimate destiny of all creation. The Apostle John, who received the visions recorded in Revelation, weeps because there seems to be no one capable of breaking the seals and revealing the contents of the book. In this moment of desperation, an elder comforts him with these words, "Do not weep. See, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and its seven seals." Revelation 5:5, NOIV. This profound declaration shifts the entire narrative. The elder reveals that the one worthy to open the scroll is none other than Jesus Christ, referred to here as the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. The image of the lion evokes power, strength, and authority qualities associated with kingship and divine rule. But why a lion? Why Judah? And why does this title appear at such a pivotal moment in the Bible? To fully grasp the weight of this title, we need to travel back to the beginning of the Bible, to the book of Genesis, where the foundations of this image are laid. 2. The prophetic roots in Genesis 49. The title Lion of the Tribe of Judah has deep prophetic roots in the Old Testament, specifically in Genesis 49:8-12. This passage records the blessing of Jacob, also known as Israel, upon his 12 sons. Jacob's 12 sons would go on to form the 12 tribes of Israel, and in his final days, Jacob spoke prophetic words over each of them. When he came to Judah, his fourth son, Jacob uttered a profound blessing. "Judah, your brothers shall praise you. Your hand shall be on the neck of your enemies. Your father's sons shall bow down before you. Judah is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you have gone up. He stooped down. He crouched as a lion and as a lioness. Who dares rouse him? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." Genesis 49:8-10, ESV. This blessing over Judah was both a prediction and a promise. Jacob likened Judah to a lion's cub, emphasizing his future strength, bravery, and leadership. Judah's descendants would be known for their fierce and regal nature, like lions, embodying leadership and rule among the tribes of Israel. Jacob's prophecy also foreshadows the coming of a great ruler, symbolized by the scepter, which would never depart from Judah's lineage. This ruler would command the obedience of nations and be the fulfillment of divine promises. Though this prophecy was initially applied to the tribe of Judah in a general sense, it was ultimately fulfilled in the coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah. The imagery of the lion, which connotes royalty and strength, was a fitting metaphor for the tribe that would produce kings, most notably King David, and later the King of Kings, Jesus Christ. The symbolism of the lion, particularly in its association with kingship and dominion, has a rich history in the ancient Near East. Lions were considered the most powerful beasts, representing both physical prowess and regal authority. For Jacob to describe Judah and his descendants as lions was to imply that their leadership would be marked by strength and courage, a prophecy that finds its ultimate expression in Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. 3. Jesus' royal lineage through King David. One of the central elements of the title Lion of the tribe of Judah is its connection to the royal lineage of King David. Jesus' ancestry is traced back to the tribe of Judah, and this lineage is critical in understanding his role as the Messiah and rightful king. King David, who established a unified kingdom in Israel, was the most significant ruler to emerge from the tribe of Judah. David's kingship was a turning point in the history of Israel. He not only brought unity to the tribes, but also received an extraordinary promise from God: his dynasty would be eternal. In 2 Samuel 7:12-16, God made a covenant with David, stating that his throne would be established forever. This promise was a cornerstone of Jewish messianic hope and was understood to mean that a descendant of David would reign forever, not only over Israel, but over all nations. This covenant pointed to something much greater than a temporal kingship. It looked forward to the coming of a messianic figure who would not only fulfill the expectations of Israel, but also bring salvation to the world. The title Lion of the tribe of Judah highlights Jesus' fulfillment of this promise. He is the descendant of David who would reign eternally, not just over a physical nation, but over the entire cosmos. Jesus' connection to David is emphasized throughout the New Testament. The Gospel of Matthew, for example, begins by tracing Jesus' genealogy, explicitly linking him to both David and Abraham, Matthew 1:1-17. This lineage is significant because it confirms that Jesus is the legitimate heir to the throne of David, fulfilling the prophecies that spoke of a king who would reign forever. However, Jesus' kingship is not limited to earthly rule. As the Lion of the tribe of Judah, his dominion extends beyond the temporal and into the eternal. His kingdom is characterized by justice, righteousness, and peace, and it is a kingdom that will never end. Jesus' royal identity is tied to his divine mission to redeem humanity and to establish God's eternal reign over all creation. 4. Jesus as both the Lion and the Lamb. One of the most intriguing aspects of Jesus being called the Lion of the tribe of Judah is how it contrasts with another important biblical image of Jesus, the Lamb of God. In the book of Revelation, immediately after being described as the Lion, Jesus is also depicted as a lamb. "Then I saw a lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing at the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders." Revelation 5:6 NIV. These two images, lion and lamb, seem paradoxical. The lion symbolizes power, authority, and kingship, while the lamb represents meekness, submission, and sacrifice. How can Jesus embody both? This duality is at the heart of the gospel message. As the Lion, Jesus is the conquering king who possesses all authority and power. His reign is supreme, and he is the one who will execute judgment and bring justice to the world. Yet as the Lamb, Jesus is the sacrificial offering who takes away the sins of the world. He submitted to death on the cross, bearing the sins of humanity, and through his sacrifice, he reconciled humanity to God. The imagery of the Lamb is deeply rooted in the Old Testament sacrificial system. In the Jewish tradition, lambs were used as sacrifices for atonement, particularly during Passover. The Lamb was a symbol of innocence and purity, and its blood was a means of protection and redemption. Jesus, as the Lamb of God, fulfills these Old Testament symbols. His death was the ultimate sacrifice once and for all to cleanse humanity from sin and to restore the broken relationship between God and his creation. The Lion and the Lamb, therefore, represent two facets of Jesus' mission. As the Lion, he is the victorious ruler who has triumphed over sin, death, and Satan. As the Lamb, he is the suffering servant who willingly laid down his life for the salvation of the world. This dual identity is essential to understanding the work of Christ. His victory as the Lion was achieved through his sacrifice as the Lamb. In Revelation, Jesus' identity as both Lion and Lamb is celebrated in heavenly worship. The elders and living creatures surrounding the throne of God sing a new song, declaring, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Revelation 5:12, 9:5. This worship reflects the recognition that Jesus' worthiness comes from both his authority as the Lion and his sacrifice as the Lamb. He is the only one worthy to open the book and break its seals, because he alone has fulfilled the divine requirements of justice and mercy. Through his death and resurrection, Jesus demonstrates both his power over death and his willingness to take on the sins of the world. Thus, the Lion of the tribe of Judah and the Lamb of God are two sides of the same coin, reflecting Christ's complete and perfect fulfillment of God's redemptive plan. 5. The Lion of Judah and Christ's supreme authority over creation. The title Lion of the Tribe of Judah also highlights Christ's supreme authority over all creation. This authority is not limited to spiritual realms, but extends to every aspect of existence. As the agent of creation and the sustainer of the universe, Christ's power is unrivaled and absolute. In the Gospel of John, we are told that through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. John 1:3, NIV. This declaration underscores Christ's preeminence in creation and his divine role in holding everything together. Similarly, Paul echoes this in Colossians 1:16-17, where he writes, "For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Jesus Christ, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, embodies this authority and power, ruling over both the physical and spiritual realms. This supreme authority was displayed throughout Christ's earthly ministry. When he commanded the winds and the waves to be still, Mark 4:39, nature obeyed his voice, proving that even the forces of creation are subject to his will. When he multiplied the loaves and fishes to feed thousands, John 6:11, he demonstrated his control over material resources. His miracles, healings, and exorcisms consistently revealed that he possessed authority over every aspect of life, from natural phenomena to demonic powers. Moreover, Christ's authority over creation is not simply a display of power. It is a reflection of his kingship. As the Lion of Judah, Jesus is not merely a ruler in a symbolic sense, but the King of Kings who governs the entire universe. His dominion extends beyond temporal politics and human systems of governance, establishing him as the rightful ruler over all of creation. 6. Jesus as the Intercessor and Eternal King. As the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus also plays the vital role of Intercessor and Eternal King. This aspect of his identity is particularly significant for believers, as it assures them of his ongoing work on their behalf and his ultimate reign in their lives. According to Hebrews 7:25, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. This verse presents Jesus not only as the conqueror who has triumphed over sin and death, but also as the mediator who continuously advocates for believers before the throne of God. His intercession is made possible by his victory as the Lion and his sacrifice as the Lamb. Because he has conquered death, he is uniquely positioned to serve as a mediator between humanity and God, ensuring the effectiveness of his redemption and the certainty of salvation for those who trust in him. Christ's eternal kingship, likewise, is a central theme in the New Testament. After his resurrection and ascension, Jesus took his place at the right hand of God the Father, signifying the beginning of his eternal reign. This kingship was not just a symbolic position, but an active role in governing both the spiritual and physical realms. Christ's rule is characterized by justice, righteousness, and peace, and it will be fully manifested at his second coming. In Revelation 19:16, we read a powerful description of Christ's return. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This imagery reinforces the idea that Christ, as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, holds the ultimate authority and power over all earthly and heavenly rulers. His reign is not bound by time or space, and his kingdom will endure forever. For believers, Christ's kingship offers both comfort and challenge. It assures them that, Regardless of the chaos and struggles of this world, they serve a king who has already won the ultimate victory and who is actively reigning. It also challenges them to live lives that reflect their allegiance to this eternal king. The knowledge that Jesus reigns as the Lion of the tribe of Judah calls believers to live in submission to his will, trusting in his sovereignty and aligning their lives with the values of his kingdom. 7. Living under the sovereignty of the Lion of Judah. Recognizing Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah has profound implications for how believers live their lives. This title is not merely a theological concept. It has practical applications that shape how Christians approach worship, prayer, obedience, and hope. First and foremost, recognizing Jesus as the Lion of the tribe of Judah calls believers to worship him for both his majesty and his sacrificial love. The imagery of the lion evokes awe and reverence as it emphasizes Christ's power, authority, and sovereignty. In response, believers are called to bow before him in worship, acknowledging his lordship over all creation and over their lives. This worship is not limited to singing or praying in church, but extends to every aspect of life, as believers submit their wills to Christ and seek to honor him in all they do. In addition to worship, the Lion of Judah also inspires confidence and trust in the sovereignty of Christ. Knowing that Jesus holds supreme authority over all things encourages believers to face life's challenges with courage and faith. In times of uncertainty, believers can rest in the assurance that Jesus is reigning and that no situation is beyond his control. This trust extends to spiritual battles as well. The image of Christ as the conquering lion reminds believers that they are fighting from a position of victory, not defeat. Christ has already triumphed over sin, death, and Satan, and believers can stand firm in that victory, confident in the outcome. Moreover, living under the sovereignty of the Lion of Judah means accepting Jesus' lordship in every area of life. This includes surrendering personal desires, ambitions, and plans to Christ and seeking his will above all else. It involves daily obedience to his teachings, trusting that his way is better than anything the world offers. This kind of submission is not a sign of weakness, but an acknowledgement of Christ's rightful place as king. As the Lion of Judah, Jesus deserves complete devotion, and believers are called to follow him wholeheartedly, even when it requires sacrifice. Finally, the Lion of Judah offers hope for the future. The title points to the eschatological promise that Christ will return and fully establish his kingdom on earth. In Revelation 19, Jesus is depicted as a victorious warrior who will return to judge the nations and bring justice to the world. For believers, this promise provides hope that the struggles and injustices of this world are temporary and that ultimate restoration is coming. The knowledge that Jesus is both the Lamb who was slain and the Lion who will reign eternally fills believers with hope for the future and motivates them to live in anticipation of his return. Final thoughts. The title Lion of the Tribe of Judah encapsulates the grandeur, authority, and redemptive work of Jesus Christ. Though mentioned only once in Scripture, it carries profound theological significance, tracing its roots back to the blessings and prophecies of Genesis, culminating in the majestic visions of Revelation. This title symbolizes Christ's strength, power, and kingship, while also pointing to his fulfillment of the messianic promises made to the tribe of Judah and the lineage of David. As the Lion of the tribe of Judah, Jesus is the conquering king who holds supreme authority over all creation. His reign extends beyond earthly borders, encompassing the entire universe, and his victory over sin and death ensures the redemption of humanity. Yet in this mighty lion, we also find the Lamb who was slain, embodying both the majesty of kingship and the humility of sacrifice. For believers, understanding Jesus as the Lion of Judah calls for a response of worship, trust, obedience, and hope. It reminds them that they serve a king who has already won the victory and who reigns eternally. Living under the sovereignty of the Lion of Judah means surrendering to his lordship, trusting in his authority, and finding hope in his future return. This title offers profound comfort and assurance that Christ's reign is eternal, his power unmatched, and his love unending.